Alabatim Chashuvim Achim Verayim. First, I'd like to apologize that I will not be able to remain for the entire program. But I have to tell you that Bichlal, we are living in very difficult times today. In the face of the many tragic events that have been occurring here in the neighborhood, one does not have to be a member of a particular community to be shocked and to be moved when tragedy befalls Klal Yisrael. And unfortunately, tragedy does not strike in any particular place. No Mokim has a monopoly on tragedy. Does that make it much easier for those who are the Mekablim who have been stricken by this? The fact is, generally speaking, Klal Yisrael at large is facing very, very difficult times, whether here and abroad and in Eretz Yisrael. We are facing an onslaught of many serious illnesses, young and old. Hardly a day goes by, mamish, when we hear of new tragedies, too many young almunis and vice versa, far too many yesoimim and yesoimis, heartbroken parents, lives that have been shattered, one sorrow after another. I have to tell you, I observed by me in our own community, in our own shul, at a particular time during the davening when we sort of lose control of the oilam. Now, to tell you, that is in particular when the mishaberachs are set for the choylam. The lines just keep getting longer and longer. Something I just don't remember growing up as a child. I have to tell you, many years ago, we have organized a similar situation with the Kinnus Osiris. I received a call from a rov, maybe a rabbi, and he says to me, "Why are you organizing a Kinnus Osiris? Why are you trying to create a panic in the people?" There is such a school of thought. As we move forward in the 21st century, a lot of books out on the market trying to explain their own way why bad things happen to good people. But not from a Torah perspective, not from a Torah Ashkofer. How wrong, Rabbi Isai. The worst thing we can do is to do nothing. The all-time solution from time immemorial has always been, in such times and such situations, there's only one solution: tshuva and tefillah. It appears that we are saying nothing new, and yet this point has to be driven over and over again, because eile borechev, eile basusim, v'anachnu b'shem Hashem nazkir. The fact is, and we have to study this over and over again, one of the main basic fundamental tenets of our Emunah is that there is no such thing as a mikveh. Nothing happens by chance. And it has been the practice of Gedolei Yisrael and all of the Doiris and all of the generations to be ma'ir for tshuva, reflection, soul searching. Now, I want to make a point, and maybe preface it, because you can't begin this idea without pinpointing just two or three lines of Amish Loshna Rambam, famous Rambam, but it has to be studied the way the Rambam reads it. Rambam writes in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tanis, famous words, the immortal words, "Mitzaseh min ha-Torah says Rambam, lizoik lo-hayriya v'chatzoitzroit al-kol-tzoroh shetovi al-tzibur." So it's a mitzvah. It's not just Rabbi Yisai a good idea. You have to realize this. It's a mitzvah. In other words, what we are saying is that if we do not respond in the Torah-ic way, it's not just that we are open and we allow ourselves to remain again, chas v'sholem, standing and facing chalila, these type of tragedies, but there's a davar noisef al ikara, the fact that we had the opportunity and we had a chiyuv, a mitzvah, to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the time of tragedy. And Rambam says, v'davar zeh midarkei hatshuva, shebizman shetova yitzara v'yizaku aleha. At any time when tragedy befalls and you even cry out, yeidu hakol shebiglal ma'aseyem haroyim hoira lehem. This is a yisoida yisoidis. It is always too easy to try to blame anybody else. And the Rambam says very clearly, the important idea and the purpose of all of this is mezolvisen shebiglal ma'aseyem haroyim. And the Rambam does not end there, but he goes further in Halachic Gimel. Avol im lo yizaku v'lo yariv. And if they do not respond with tefillah and zeoka, crying out, ele yoimru dover zeh mimine goyilam she'ir alonu. It is something that happens. Yes, it happens. It always happens. It doesn't happen here. It happens there. It has happened. Vitzora zu nikra nikris. Accidental, says the Rambam, harei ze derech achzorius v'toisev ha-tzora tzorais acheroes, says the Rambam. So there's no other choice on this side. Very clear. This is an alarm. This is a clarion call min ha-shamayim. You have to have an idea how to respond. I have to tell you, over 50 years ago, and Klal Yisrael experienced one of its greatest misfortunes in the annals of history, this last Korban Europe. During the heyday of Hitlerism in 1937, Hagoyen HaTzadik, Rabbi Chunan Wasserman, Zechreinu Livracha, was invited to speak about current affairs in the Branovich Beis Medrash. He spoke briefly, citing the Vilna Goyim, who pointed out that all that happens in this world is merely a reflection of what was occurring in the upper world. And I have 5-6 lines of this text, now translated in English, what the Bokhona said at that particular time, 1937. If an enemy like Hitler had arisen against us, and it was bent on destroying all of Klal Yisrael, then there must be a grave accusation against us. Says Rabbi Chanan, we must silence the accuser rather than worry about repelling Hitler. People were trying to work out all types of political maneuvers. Maybe if he's removed from office and someone else comes up, the situation will change. Says Rabbi Chanan, this is merely a reflection that there is a grave accusation. The emphasis is not repelling Hitler, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many emissaries. Habish Lukim Lamotim. Does it make a difference what his name is? And even were Hitler's evil plans distorted, said Rabbi Chanan, another, perhaps more violent enemy might take his place. And Rav Chanan gave a beautiful illustration. Rav Chanan said, and this, and I quote, he says, similar to a display in a store window. You walk past a fruit store, and there's a display in the store window that contains all sorts of plastic fruits which have neither taste nor aroma, but merely represented the types of fruit being sold inside. Says Rav Chanan, so too the events of this world merely represent what's taking place up above. These are the words of Ochon. We have had slight problems on Rabbi Yisai. We are not living the time of the Nevi'im. If he would have a Yeremiah Hanuvi, he would be able to tell us exactly what we're doing wrong. If we had a Yeshaya Hanuvi, he would be able to tell us exactly what we're doing wrong and the areas that have to be remedied. But we don't have a Yeshaya Hanuvi. Try to imagine, Rabbi Isai. Sit back. In the time of Yeremiah Hanuvi, the tkufa was Ishtakas Gafnoi, Ishtakas Sainosoi, Alam Galekta Gittentuk. Yeremiah Hanuvi can't sleep. He sees a Nevuah. And there's no question, Rabbi Isai, that a Hanuvi knows the difference between a dream and a Nevuah. This is not a dream. This is a Nevuah. Yeah, Hanuvi sees there's going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash. And why? He sees Gilui Arayos, Avodah Zarah, Shefichat Damim. Rabbi Hanuvi gets up in the morning and he tells the people, I beg of you, please, I got a Nevuah. The Rabbeinu Shlalem is going to bring a Churban. And they tell him, we have to worry about our parnosis. We put on tefillin every morning. We give the Rabbeinu Shlalem a half hour. We stop for 10 minutes in the afternoon for a mincha. We give him 10 minutes for a maariv. What do you want us to do? What do you mean? I got a Nevuah from Rabbi Yishloyim. I see clearly there's going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash. You know what a Churban Beis HaMikdash means? It means that Klal Yisrael for Dairis is going to live without a Beis HaMikdash. Everybody's going to suffer. There's going to be hundreds of years of Golus from Eretz Yisrael. There's not going to be a Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be years of suffering. All our Einikler, Deire Deire. I beg of you, he says, do tshuva. Stop the Avodah Zarah. Stop the Gil Arayos. Stop the Shvichas Yomim. I'm begging you, he says. He goes to sleep at night again. And again, there's a Nevuah. And again, the people don't listen to him. And Yeremiah Hanuvi is going around wherever he sees people. Don't you believe me? I'm telling you, I got a Nevuah from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He gave me the Nevuah. You know what Churban Beis HaMikdash means. You know the consequences of Avodah Zarah, Gil Arayos, Shvichas Damim. Please, do tshuva. And Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Isai, does not have to mean in the worst sense. A mensch victor bows down to Avodah Zarah, he prostrates himself. Every generation, Rabbi Isai, has its own Avodah Zarah. There are people who worship money, literally. That's what he called worshipping money. It's also Avodah Zarah. Each and every person has a certain weakness that in a certain sense can be defined as Avodah Zarah. Certainly in a stricter sense, there's Abizrayu Avodah Zarah. Gil Arayos. Does it mean that each and every Yid Chas V'Sholem was over on Gil Arayos? But many times we bring the Gil Arayos around in our living room. And so on and so forth. When we are confronted with such a situation, there is a Chiyuv Tefillah Rabbi Isai Min HaTorah. With all of the discussions in the Rishonim, Ramban, whether Tefillah is a Deraisa, Shittas Ramban, Tefillah is a Rabbuna, Shittas Ramban. But when there is an Eisara, Chiyuv Tefillah Min HaTorah. And I'll tell you something, Reb Moshe Netshuva Nigus Moshe, Erechaim Chelik Beis and Mechub Dalet, Paskin, that not only is this Lekuliyam, Afila the Shittas Ramban, in the eighth Torah there's a Chiyuv Tefillah, but Moshe says, Afila Benoyach Egoi has a Chiyuv to be Mispalel Be'eitz Torah. Lipas from the Moshe. Afila Benoyach. Midaraita. However, we have a problem in the sense that we underestimate the importance of tefillah. There's a worldwide problem, Rabbi Isai, about talking during davening. I once heard, and Udam Gudel once said, Tzadoy Rakudish, Hakul Toli B'mazla Afil HaSefer Torah Shebehechol, which the conventional pshat usually means is, there's 25 different Torah in Oren Kodesh, and which Sefer Torah is being picked, it's Toli B'mazl, to have the tchus to be taken out and to be read from. It's also fakir the pshat. Sometimes there is a situation where hakul toled b'mazla afilah sefer Torah shebehechol, the mazl is for the sefer Torah that remained in the hechol. Why bring him out to an oifen where it's bizoyim, where you do not have kovod haTorah, kedushas sefer Torah, kedushas hamikdash? Sometimes the mazl is the sefer Torah shebehechol. The mazl is that it remains inside. Remember many years ago, Rishul and Shvadron, the Kohen Lebruka, to come to Queens every year. As a matter of fact, that's where we started from, that was his base. I had a chus to have him many times at my Shabbos table. We used to talk a lot. Mentions Amu Gevein Abis Medrash, she says, during Kirat HaTorah, it was very difficult to hear. After the Achsidish Yingaman, he says, he didn't stop talking. He wasn't there. Finally, he says, he couldn't take anymore. The guy that sees goes over to Yingaman and says, Yingaman, he says, I remember the Lusha there. Okay, the Lusha Shehen, you don't want to listen, fine. Aber im Lulachen, Kirat HaTorah. And Yingaman said, Machmedahan says, Anai Alitvak Tendish. So it's a Kirat HaTorah that is a Litvish in Minik. It's a Anai Alitvak Tendish. One of the great contemporary poiskim, you know, was a yid by the name of Rab Reich. There's a rod in Switzerland, in Zurich. Mechaber of the Sefer, Kosher Sforim, Shal Tzitzu, Chalkas Yaakov. I always say, you know, today, Baruch Hashem, there's so many Sforim being written, it's not that easy even to write a Shal Tzitzu Sefer. Everybody rides on the coattails of others. It's those who were the original ones who wrote the very first forum when modern shilas of technology came out, people like Digus Moshe, with the Minchas Yitzchak, Chalkas Yaakov. He pointed out once, and he writes it in the Sefer, he says, Hakol Tole B'mazl, he says, is not only by the Sefer Torah. The emes is, he says, this is by mitzvah sokazoi. Certain mitzvahs just have more mazl than others. And you can't really explain it. You try to explain it. But many mitzvahs have much more mazel than others. Give an example. Does it make any sense, Lamoshal, to go crazy to spend hundreds of dollars on an esrig and skip when it comes to buying a mezuzah? It's all of a sudden that you don't have the same feeling. You don't have the same feeling. It doesn't stem logically. The esrig, you're going to use it 7 days. 7 days. Minat Torah, only 1 day. And how long do you use it for that 1 day? Do you use it 24 hours a day? No. Get that shokel, mach that brook, fill the halal, finish, candy, put it down. Spend hundreds of dollars on a sesame. A mezuzah that you put up on the door, and by the way, I'm not in the business of selling mezuzahs, I have to tell you. No card is coming out later. 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day, Mrs. Mezuzah. Day in and day out for the rest of your life. Every day in the year. Mitzvah mezuzah. And yet, as I say, comes to buying mezuzahs, not ready to spend that much money. You want to see 25 samples, you say, you can't get by with this, can't get with it, that's Shabbos Shabbat. The oil doesn't have this button. And I'm saying that you have to do every mitzvah that exists in your theater. I'm saying, but an aspect to take the also. Some mazel, not totally good mazel. Shabbos is an itzeskila. And yet, lie the many of non-observant Jews, lie the Hittishka Shabbos, there's no Shabbos. Chanukah becomes celebrated everywhere. La mitzvah de Rabun, la mitzvah de Rekabol. But that's popular all over. Explain that a little bit. Find some logic behind it, a little bit. But the vast difference between one mitzvah and another. How Yankel told me the Mazel Rabbeisai. Because Yankel points out in different illustrations where you find out that certain mitzvahs have more Mazel than others. Tefillah Rabbeisai is one of the Emudei HaOilom. Tefillah is the Amud HaAvodah. One of the main reasons, and this is very important, one of the main reasons I believe that tefillah is abused because we don't have a firm belief in the power of tefillah. If we would really be convinced that we can open with tefillah, wouldn't we, mit wissen and the kempoyin alles gits, that our whole survival, gesin, panus, and naches, everything that we want, wouldn't we grab that opportunity? If we would believe, really, that we are talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, wouldn't we stand in awe? Amidah l'sta melech. I have to tell you something. Sahat l'vetele. Sahat l'vetele gizach. Every Yid. It's a minimal Yid. It's a mamin in Boi Oilani. That's the best gizach. The Yid Maminim to Abor Oilam, the Yisoida Yisoidis. So Tigan to Naid, we would ask a Yid, give me proof, give me a raya to do Abor Oilam. So we begin to grope in Fashid and Araya, the Sipra Sipra Hakira, they bring Tazaraya, the philosopher bring Tazaraya, Sai Safin Chaida, whether you go to Ramah, go to Ben Bechaya, whether you go in Raya Sahir, Raya Slakan. We'd all be groping to find Peshit and Arayat as the Boi Olam. But I have to tell you something. And I say it again. It's Hafla V'Fela. From all the Arayat that you would try to bring and to prove that there's a Boi Olam, the biggest Arayat of all the Arayat that Ramban, I repeat, this is Ramban himself who writes it in Parshas Shemos, says the following. I tell you, this is a mind-boggling Ramban. Ramban says as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the Rabbi Yishuan and he says as follows. Bayoyim Moshe Lulikim, Hina Noichi Yibur B'nai Yisroel, I'm coming to meet the Yidin the B'nai Yisroel, Ve'omru Li Ma'ashemoy. Yidin are going to say Ma'ashemoy. What is the name of the Boi Roilam? Ma'oyim Aralaya. What am I going to say to them? Bayoyim Lulikim L'Moshe, you know what you say to them? Hey Asherai, what is the kasha? What was the terrace? What is the shakla v'tariya? Says Ramban, Moshe Rabbeinu was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu a philosophical question. Yino l'fregen ma'ashe mo'imi, bring me a raya, bring me proof. How can we ascertain for sure and know that there's a boi roilam in the world? Bring me a raya. Paran v'aisa. What do you think the tshuva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to Moshe Rabbeinu that there is a Boi Roilam? Says Ramban, Ephed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I quote you with Lashon. Ein lohem tzorech l'raya acheres. They do not need any other proof. Rak ki eye imohem b'chol tzorotom yikrouni. The raya that the Boi Roilam is because when a Yid is in trouble, and he calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'leik Sholoi, V'o'ane, and I answer them, says Ramban, and I quoted Lashon, listen what he says, V'hi haraya ha'gdoyle sheyesh elikim b'Yisroel. Then all the rayas, Rabbi Yisrael, of all the books that were written to prove there's a Boi Roilam, v'zug Ramban, v'zug the greatest rayas to a Boi Roilam, because when I yeed throughout history, when a Yid was in trouble, he was misfollowed to the Boi Shloilam. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu answers him. How else does it explain the fact that Klal Yisrael survived all of these tragedies, all of these various chumbonos in every generation? With the Balagudas of Tushoyim, b'chol doyer v'doyer oim demaleinu l'chal yisenu. The Torah says because when Yidin cry out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu answers. And Ramban says, and I quote again, V'hi haraya ha'gedoylo. Not just tam haraya, it's och haraya. No, it's genix is och haraya. This is the raya. There's no greater raya, there's no bigger raya. Sheyesh Elokim b'Yisrael. And you know, we have to read between the lines. According to the Ramban, this proof is not given by the Ramban. According to the Ramban, the Rebbeinu Shloim is saying this. The Rebbeinu Shloim is saying to Moshe, you want to give Yidin a raya as to our God of the world? Tell them, Eya Shireya, when Yidin are in trouble and they call out, I answer. The Rebbeinu Shloim is providing, he's furnishing this proof. As well as the Ramban. The Hi Haraya Gdoyle Sheyesh Elokim b'Yisroel. I have to tell you, everybody knows the halacha. But how wonderful it would be if we would realize the reasoning, the cycle behind the halacha. There's an unbelievable task. Everybody's halacha now, the Chnuch Pesach, so we change. Instead of saying Moed HaGoshem, Moed HaGeshem, we say Moed HaTov. Here's the advice. Moed HaTov. What happens with Mamach Tatuiz? Don't you make a mistake. Instead of saying Moed HaTov, you say Moed HaGeshem. The halacha is you have to repeat. Machzir and Oysah. Halacha Mufreshis, Narachayim, Simon Kuf Yudalit. Why? Why have to repeat? Why is this phrase so important they have to repeat the entire Shemin Esrei? Says the Taz like this. I have to tell you the Taz. Listen to what the Taz says. The Kivin de Moisachama. We are now in the summer season. Zman Shak Shomim Koshel Yoilam. This is a Zman that rain is kosher to the world. In the summer season, we need sun. We need a different type of a climate. It's not the Moisak Shomim. So, being that we are in the summer season, where Kishomim is Koshel Yisrael, V'zeh Yisbal and there Yid Mach Tatuas in his Yisbal al Alageshem. V'yaviyeh. And he's bringing rain. You thought you made a mistake. So you made a mistake in the Nusach. No, no, no. Your mistake changed the entire weather system. Yes, I'm not. I used to say, M'stam Tatuas yed 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 When you are saying Moed HaGeshem instead of Moed HaTov, your mistake is going to bring rain. Ushnatat, v'yaviyen, v'heim einam noichim l'yoylom, l'kach machzir enoysu. That's what the Sefer Rabbi say. You know what's being said here? Tushishim ribi yidin rabbi say, davenin minche shachres maris. Yed rain is zugn richtig. Yed rain is zugn Moed HaTov. Everybody will be misfollowed the right way. He doesn't want rain. Edel Moed HaTov. And that's what the Teva needs, and that is what the season is, requires, and demands. Ein Yid. One Yid made a mistake, and instead of saying Moed HaTov, he said Moed HaGeshem, he's going to bring rain. He's going to cause misfortune to the world. Shaka Dazach. Ein Yid should have a koyach that his tefillah changes the Teva. Because it's not the Yemoy Takshorim now. It's not the season for rain. Aber ich muss bauen gehen. Ich habe mir die Gekäuhe für einen Mensch. Der Taz, der Appell. Ich habe der Taz explained das Aloche auf Magzir in Oysa. Das war ich dich. And I'll tell you, once you see this Taz, you can understand the Moyudige Werte of a Taz. Again, this Taz is something which is to me a half of the fella I'm going to get into Rabbuna, I'm not even aware of this Taz. So Taz in Simen Unhei, I'll tell you, this could be a Taz Lashitusoy when we see how much koyach the Taz gives, that every Yid, every individual Yid has this koyach, whether they can accomplish with this koyach atfila. Taz has a whole shayla, you know, then became a tzara zam dominion. It's a whole shayla of somebody who was sleeping, or whether a Yoshin can be a tzara dominion, cannot be a tzara dominion. Fine. But the Ben Tzad good and the Taz throws him like that. He says, with the psaraya that the Rosh brought, Rosh brought a raya since the Santa Zach, that a person who's sleeping obviously is not participating in tefillah. The person who's sleeping is not participating in tefillah. So they wanted to make a case that, look, the fact is many times there are people who are masiyah. Well, if they talk b'shach the tefillah, they're also not participating. So they wanted to say like this, that maybe we should compare a Yoshon to someone who is a Messiah b'shach the tefillah. says the Taz Bazel Roshan. Listen to the Taz. Heich mevi raya min ha-shoytim ha-elu. Mishnah Taz. What's that? Unusual Roshan. Heich mevi raya min ha-shoytim ha-elu. She-oytim iser ba-psuka sikha b'teyla. Ha-shegud la-avoyin ha-mo-oyd. U-be-emes ha-ni-oymer to the Taz. Shecholilo lehitstarif imanushim poishim ka'ele kishayin minyan zelosam. Taz pasin aluchim mekeshim tazan zayit te minyan. Bechlal. It's the half of the favor. It's unbelievable. Taz says you can't be mitstarif. Cholilo lehitstarif. He uses words of shoytim. This is not the style of the Taz. He says, cholilo lehitstarif. He says, shiduka minyan and says, una, you can't be mitstarif. Maybe if we see how much the Taz attributes the koyach of tefillah to every yid, we see what's the mind. What's our koyach ha-yid ho? Tremendous koyach. Our family, I have to tell you, going back many generations, have shaykhs with Talmidech Chassam Sofer, Talmidech Chassam Sofer. My mother's father was a Talmud of the Shaykh Sofer. The Zayde Givein Talmud, the Ir Zayde Givein Talmud from Ksav Sofer. The Elter Zayde was a now Rosh Bezna Matzadov, Tzadamun Chassam Sofer. He wants to mention like this, the Apel of the Gezach. Not far from Frischborg, Chassam Sofer, with Gevein, the Rabban Shokobanei Agoyla, there was a rabbinical position which was open, and there were two candidates vying for the same position. Two candidates. One was a Talmud Chukar, the other one was Nishkevin Azagroi, a Talmud Chukar, again, Ayur Shemai. So these two candidates were fighting for this position. Interesting thing is, the Talmud Chukam, the greater Talmud Chukam, was a Talmud Tzinnim Chassam Sofer. And therefore he solicited the aid of the Chassam Sofer, the famous Tadalzah, that he should be able to attain this position. The end of the story was that the Talmud Chukam, the Talmud of Chassam Sofer, did not get it. The Shemaim got it. The Talmud gegangen, the Talmud went to Chassam Sofer, and the Yad of Chassam Sofer, he says, Rebbe, why were you not mishtabel for me? How come I lost? The Chassam Sofer answered, Bustilim ken ich nicht. In the Yeshemayim, at Mispal Gedein, he wanted this Rebbe. The Bustilim ken ich nicht. That Rabbi said, that is the Koyach of Tfilah. To tell you, many, many years ago, I had my house, the Chushur Rosh Yeshivas, Rosh Yeshiva Beis Meir, Zalman Rotberg Shlita, the nephew of the Chazon Ish. Yeshiva Beis Meir is named after the brother of the Chazon Ish, Romer Karalus. The Chazon Ish was nifter in 1954, many have faded. Romer Karalus was masked his brother, the Chazon Ish, who knew the Chazon Ish like a brother would know it. And America Haralit said as follows. The Welt knew that the Gavlus of the Chloinish to give an Agavalda Gibal Kishrin. No question. The Welt knew that he was a tremendous Masmid. There's no question. Gizmoy is a good story. It's about the Asmod of the Chloinish. Even like the Knossi and Jatkan Koyach laying in bed. That's why he later learned. But Smadishkevist, he says, that the Chazinish would be shoifer the more he says by Shemeneser by Atzav Choyne Lulem Das, he says. You know, before Tfilas of Koiches Tarangelite and Davins and Rabbeinu Shalom, the Bizoiche, and Dom Choyne and Daza, Das Teire, should be able to be Mechavn, Be'emes, and Seat in the Shemaya. The Meir Karelis pointed out that a great, great chaylik to the godless and the development of a person like the Chazinish was his koyach atfilah. Avada melech shlitish on a kopparan, not daven on the line. To do something about it. But at the choyin alu dem das with his mind. It's chapel of a hafla, Rabbi Yisai. You know, our times have changed. There was a time that I feel a goyim on gewiss, they knew that the koyach of a yid is his koyach atfilah. Bilam brings the chash in Bashas, Bullock hired Bilam. And Bilam said, because they knew that Koyach Shel Moshe was bepiv, Afani Uvi Udam Shekoyach bepiv. It was a fact, it was known. Don't give it, Goyim won't give it. And you read it on Deiris, Rabbi Yisai, that today, I feel a Yidin Weissenich was going on like this. We are underestimating our koyach, what one can accomplish with tefillin. I have to tell you, I once mentioned this to Rosh Yeshiva, and Mamish, he was from shock, because this is a mashal, I have to tell you. Who can say this? The mashal can say this. You know, there's a fascinating story. Open up a Gemara, Kedushin Daf Chof Tes on the base. What else is the story that Abaya's area had a tremendous problem. Abaya was living in a Sviva, where they were attacked. Sigvein Anuchash was a snake, and this particular snake had seven heads. Matoshken Kenai Tzegim didn't know what to do with it. They couldn't deal with it. So there was a shmur that they're getting a Oyra Choshev, I guess, Bianchi Barache, coming to town. And Abaya started gehalten. He believed in the koyches of Bianchi Barache. He gave a klap in his medrash. He says nobody should take him into the house. What happened is that this Nochosh happened to find its way into the Beis Medrash, and maybe nobody was able to go into the Beis Medrash. The Nochosh was there in school and pushes. So Abaya of Machlis given that nobody should give a mukim lina to Bianchi Barache, who be forced to go to the Beis Medrash. Nefesh in a night again. He believed in the koyches of Bianchi Barache. He'll be able to deal with this Nochosh. You want to tell the Kachabi, he couldn't have, he didn't find any place to sleep. Bianchi Barache went to the Beis Medrash, and he's encountered by this Nuchash. But says that Bianchi Barache was being misfollowed. Every time he bowed down, Zarukifal Nochakov, another head of the Nochash fell off. With seven heads. Seven heads. Every time he bowed, he bent Mushak the Gre. Another head fell off. And Abaye said, Baruch Hashem, got rid of the Nochash. Comes the Mashal, Rabbi Yisai, and the Mashal says, here we have two basic questions. Koidim go, by what right did Abaye take the achrayus upon himself to be machnis, the Bianchi Barache, in the Mokim Sakoda? And Afilil, you believe about a nes, and Tomchen on a nes, and we have a clue. Some of you believe to Gishen on a nes, but you have a right to be machnis, a person to rely on a nes. By what right did he have to do this? And second of all, says the Marshal, assuming that he knew and firmly believed, he had a idea that a net will occur, will happen, but you realize whenever a net happens, the Menachem and Mischa Yosef, we pay a dear price, Rabbi Yisrael, every time a net happens. It's not so push it. You know, if you pass the red light, then Baruch Hashem, you make it, but you pay the price. In Himmel Gaitis of Mecheshim, the Allah Zachim. It's not for free. It's Menachem and Mischa Yosef. I made it. The louder you say, I made it, the bigger the bill. Now, the higher the price. I made it. If it was out of the ordinary. So how did Abaye put the Bianchi Barache in this type of a situation? Zudim Ashur, and I paraphrase. Abaye knew that the Bianchi Barache has a koyach of tefillin. Said the Ashur, and I quote, Nef Habo al yedei tefila harei ze teva. That's the matter. If you bring a nes in your mishane teva through tefila, this does not go in the chayim of a nes. This is part of a natural process. When Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and there are disciplines by which the world operates, and there are situations where only Kodesh Baruch Hu will be mishane teva, part of the natural order of things is that if you are a misfalo and you have a koyach atfila, that's part of the bria, the natural order of bria, that this should happen, that you have a koyach to change nature. Nes ha'bu'al yedei tefila, he says, this is teva. Nagav, kumgat amul gezug, the chalzadah, a gavali gezach, because when it came to something, it came, you remember, to Kriyas Yamsus, the chadot kasha. They come to Kriyas Yamsuf, they didn't have a choice, they couldn't go back, they couldn't go forward. Because Baruch Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, not Tzitzik Elai, tell the Bnei Yisroel the Yisui, yeah? Tell the Bnei Yisroel to go forward. And Rashi says, Oma Toim and the Mispalos, Yisrish Tzad to be Mispalos. And all of them, Mepharshim ask a kasha, what ends the Layitim? What do you mean Tzad Tzad? What choice do they have? Yeah, the Yamsuf was in front of them, the Mitzvim on the back. What do you mean not to be Mispalos? I believe this Marsha answers the question. Kriyas Yamsuf Raboisai, according to the plan of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, has to go down into history as one of the greatest nisim of all time. If you are misfollowed, it's no longer there.
It became teva, it became nature.
You have now thrown out and torn out the page of the Nest of Kriyas Yamsuf from the history of Klal Yisrael.
This is the question of Tefillah.
Nest Habal Yedei Tefillah is in fact this teva. I heard about 25 years ago from a Yid, Anudim Chushev, Yishalayim, there was a Yid Amalamed by the name of Rebbe Chil Yiddish Leisinger. Rebbe Chil Yiddish Leisinger was an item from Anudim Gudel Yishalayim, his name was Rebbe Elvel Mintzberg. Rebbe Elvel Mintzberg was from Gedoyla Poskim Yishalayim at that time. He lived right in the section of Katamon. And he was in the Tkufa Vedor Deya, where you had many, many Gedol Yisrael that period. His name was around. You would hear of him. This Rav Schlesinger was a Melamed, and he says he had a Talmud who had a weak memory. Shvachim Zekun. He would always forget. So he says in those days, it was in the 50s, he says, the Sat Meruv Zechon Aruch once came to Yerushalayim. He sent him, guy, go, Beit Abruch, things will change. And he goes, and the Satmar tells him, he says, listen, he says, who is greater than Rashi? Do this gula of Rashi, he says, and you'll see it will help you. Rabbi Chil Yiddish Leisinger says that Talmud, from that moment on, was nishapach, he says, to a Berya Chadosha, and he himself ahead in the entire Mesachus Buch Metziya Bal Peh. However, nobody knew what the Zgul of Rashi was. The Gigangin, this Demel to Yenet Tzad, was a Pinchas Epstein, who later on became Rav Yerushalayim, he was Rosh Bezin Yerushalayim, and the Gedolim of the Pai, Ish Yiduah Mfus Amoid, Pinchas Amoid, Pinchas Amoid, he goes to Chavishich Mishetoyer, and Yishduah Darashe, he goes to Tanakh, Yishduah Darashe. Finally he says, oh, he must mean, he says, Arashe Navoid Azura Dachet. Rashi says as follows, and let me quote you. If somebody has a problem, he's forgetting his learning. So Rashi, Marech Bechoinen Hadas. Well, the Marech Zanish in Menesle, when he says Choinen Hadas, this is Rashi. If you have a Schwachkeit, forget learning, Marech Bechoinen Hadas. This Talmud, so Kedim and Sundavin Adu, he said, after Zan, Marech Bechoinen Hadas. And Rezoichi was Matzliach. He had Matzliach. And this shows that Boisai, you don't have to be Davke Ataz. You don't have to be one of the Gedoyla Oilon. It was gliding me enough. As to do Akoyach Hatzil of the Velt. A Talmud! Rashi! Who is Rashi talking to? Rashi talking to all of us. Yedan was Land. To Allah Dafyoimi Talmudin. Yedish Dafyoimi. Land of the Zura Davches, and Moim Shamayach Talmud, the Rashi, Mar Bakoyna Ados. And I have to tell you that in Sefer Igri Sefer, letters, you know, the whole family from some Soyev, Iksav Soyev, there are letters there from the Kiveger. Kiveger, I'm going to give my number and it should be misfollowed for a choyla. It's not geholfen. The tefillah is geholfen. So they write to the Kiveger and they ask him, Rebbe, you were misfollowed. We gave you the name. Chavus, why? Why is it your tefillahs were not answered? You know what the Kiveger answered? I'll quote you the Lashon. This is from a letter printed in Nigger Sofrim. I didn't tell you where, if you have to save it, it's on page 74, because it's kedai to know. Shabbat v'kivega like this. Valdovo shibikshuni lispalo labur choyle. Concerning the bakusha that you asked me to be mispalal for the choyle, hispalalti veloi nanaisi. I was mispalal, but I was not answered. Says Rabbi Kivega, ulai hoya ezer tuas b'shem. Maybe you gave me the wrong name. Kiveger wouldn't fathom, was even on a daf consider that maybe Dam Tzilat is golden. No, that wasn't part of the Tzilat. Maybe there was a mistake in the name. As I'm answering. Had you given me the right name, what's Zichik geholfen? Ulai hoya eiv to is b'shem. That must be the reason. You didn't give me the right name. Unless the Tzilat is golden. No, there's not Tzilat is golden. Kiveger gives the daven that's been golden there. The Koyach Tzilat. Maybe you came to the wrong name. But it's not after the Kivayger, Rabbi Yisai. Ma shuvriyach emoyde da geshem, every Yid says. Ma shuvriyach emoyde da to'ol, for everybody. And aluchem machzir enoy says for every Yid. Because we have a koyach with our tefillah to change the course of nature.
The Bel Yibur Finkel, one of the Rosh Yeshivas of Mir, I have to tell you, told me 5 years ago, he says, that when he was growing up as a young bocher, he says his father used to be a steady mispal on the private minion in Briskerov, the Velvo. He tells me, it's a given Rosh Chodesh. And the Briskerov, by the way, his tefillah belachash was slightly loud, which means that you could actually hear and follow. If you stand next to him, you could hear every word via out and what he is saying. You could follow it. So he says, well, Yibura tells me, given Ayinkin, he says, and the Briskerov was davening. And one of the Yidden listens, as though he's davening, he's saying, Mishlai Mecho, Shema Kolenu, Ritzei, Mahal Bayal of Yuvoi, and he skips Yal of Yuvoi. He skips Yal of Yuvoi. He says, Shreish, I'm not doing Yal of Yuvoi. He skips over it, and he's going. So the Gabbai didn't know what to do. Mitzarecho, he says, I hear he's skipping Yal of Yuvoi, maybe if I'm giving him a Tzaklat. It's happening. I'm aware while it's happening. So should I let him pass? Should I give him a psychical clap? Yal of Yuvoi. Or maybe this is a tefillah balachash. It's not my business. It's a private tefillah. I should be hearing what he's having. It's a personal tefillah. It's a tefillah balachash. Say, what if I guess? And then he'll deal with the halacha. He decided like this. Mekem Mishkan Klap gave him his pasnish. The Gabi Gigangin is doing it. He gets a klap. Yal of Yuvoi. The help me, nothing. He continues. And he waits until he finishes Shemoneh Esrei. The Gabbai goes over to the Brisker roof and tells them, Zebe, maybe my dear you that you forgot Yal of Yuvoi. Nechatzachum mankom. Oi! Chushchoydish! I forgot Yal of Yuvoi! Chushchoydish Yal of Yuvoi! The Gabbai was saying to himself, but I reminded you, Chabaki klapten tish Yal of Yuvoi, Yal of Yuvoi! And Shgehet Rabbi Yisrael. This is the Pshat, Davin, and Tzantzim Zan, Allah Machshubis. Shad, and Medavin, and Zanoy, and Medlifne Hashem. The entire world, you're oblivious to things that are happening around you. But it shows what tefillah means. It shows really what true tefillah means. You're standing next to a yid with davened in the shrive yal of a yuba in a hetnish. And when he realizes a chatzachum bankov, what do you mean? I forgot yal of a yuba. How you talking? But Bishav, he was davening, he was not here. He did not hear. He was not aware at all. This year is 208 years from the Petir of the Noi Deb Yehuda. Deb Yehuda was Nifter at Tov Kuf Nun Gimel, 1793. Not too long ago, I came across a new manuscript of a Drusha Shadishuva that the Noi Deb Yehuda gave, which heretofore was not printed. And Noi Deb Yehuda writes like this. I just want to tell you, this is a fact. The fact, you know, many years ago I saw, you know, the Prima Gordon write, you know, it was a tefillah, and but many but the Midrashim never was a mechuda geworden. He says because of the problems, masichim b'shas a tefillah, mensh gedavim b'medavtzadam, this era of a tefillah, b'medavtzadam, chilu beis hamedrash, chilu hakodesh. During this last churban, Rabbi Yisrael, Kristallnacht, where they destroyed hundreds of shuls, to realize Tzvardisha with the Medrushim and with the Knesias survived. And the reason is because was Kedushas HaTfila was preserved. I have a cousin that lives in Antwerp, told me about a shul that is still standing to this day, small shul. This shul was before the war, survived, even though all the other shuls in Antwerp that were bombed. This particular shul, he says, survived, and he says, Mavais, there's no such thing. That's Medavim. That shul is Medavim, and Kedushas HaTfila is very much preserved. The Kedushas of Abis Medrash. The Kedushas of survival. In Skver, you know, many years ago, there was a Shreife, and the Alter Rebbe, the Kedushas of Maglev, and if you're aware of it, I think the entire Bis Medrash burned down. The entire Bis Medrash, it burned down. The only thing that survived was the private shtibu that Skeder Rebbe used to daven in. Now, Zem Gudel once visited the place at the Mugifreit. How did Shaya Chayetufen? He said the entire Bis Medrash burned down.
Your private shtibel survives, he says. Well, man, private shtibel, let me get that on the oven. It's like nobody else there. Du kennst auch sicher so ein Gott, nicht gehört an der Abend. That's what survives. You know, one of the Talmidach Sam Sofer, when the great Talmidim was the Ramash. Ramshik! Ramash, was Rav and Ungvar. A certain Bocher one day, I read him on a Gudu, he says, was Mag the Gudu, we spear the Gudu. Can I get you something? He called him a Gudu, a Gudu, a Gudu. And everybody wondered, he said, what particular mitzvah did this person do today? That he's Zoyche, that Rosh Yeshiva, the Ruv, is calling him a Gudu. There's a fair in Shulchan Aruch, it says, and I read Van Daven, good lavoy in a Minnesota, I can't but to get it, it's a Gavana Guru. Write the Noidi Biyude. Vehine be'itim halolu. Alright, this is in the 1700s. Vehine be'itim halolu, shechu shoyt umageifoy shchiche rachmonu l'tron. It was a tkufa, b'chay of the Noidi Biyude, tragedy. Chul shoyt, Magayfoy, Royal Adabik, what is it, Segula? Royal Adabik, Bechal Mitzvah, Shigil Slug, Shek Segulosa, Maharach Yomim. But Avdicha, Locha Mitzvah, that have the Segula to be Maharach Yomim. Bemrinin, Bebrukas, Abchess, and Alas, the Hashkuma, Lebeit, Akneses, Yesh Segula, Leman, Yirbu, Yemechem. All of the schools, Rabbi Yisai, come from the Beit HaMedrash. Talk of the Hagra, Makkas, Medina, people come when they want. Very, very few people have this commitment to be from Asura Rishoyna. Very few people. It's an Askim Nebindu. But it's from Shvet Asura Rishoyna. But it's not even from the Asura Akhrein. The Zgula of Arichas Yomim is from the Beit HaKnesses. And the Nebi Yehuda prescribes this Zgula for his time. And you can be sure that the Zgul of Ashkenaz Beit HaMedrash is connected with the whole idea of Shmiras Kedushas Beit HaKnesses. The whole idea to be medavik oneself, and the idea of Ashkenaz Beit HaMedrash, and to know how to deal with the medavik of Abrengen of this medrash. And as the Guru once said, Yedi Yid Vodoychazan Tarichas Yomim, or as they say, a Seva Toiva, Seva. A Gita Elz attachment, yeah. A ripe old age, Seva. Seva is Rosh Teves, Shtike, Yufa, Bishar, Hatfil. Seva Teves. But the Nevi'ude is saying, the Tzgula of Kedushas Beit HaKnesses, that is the Tzgula of Arichas Yomim. Baruch Hashem, Adogu Tzadam Gekimen, Yidin, which is the first step in such an inyan, when tragedy befalls, we are reminded with the author of the Gizuk, Vayehi Li Li Yeshua, Vayehi Ein Vayehi Lalushin Tzar, that whenever Yidin experience, the Bechina Vayehi is Li Li Yeshua, the idea is to be able to bring a Yeshua out of an Eistar. It should not be for nothing, but rather it should be an impetus and a motivation in order to bring a Hisayris, to be Misakin. Proper time to be mekabel oneself is when it's hot, when it's warm, the gebemis, the yidin, the brochen. When people feel in their markish, the gebemis, what's going on. Gebemis, metapazach mekabel zam. Mekabel ahaba. And the schus of these kabbalists, is even on mekabel zam upon themselves, naitif tzadam, in every area of one's life. Otaki bezoiche, the bruchim for the noidi biyude, it is gulat chazal. As we say, takin the tefillah, Kiyatu Hashem, Ho'oine Be'eitzor, Ho'oine Mitzakash Baruch Hu answers this through Tfilah. When you are Mevakish, he's an Oine. Kiyatu Hashem, Ho'oine Be'eitzor, Poide Masul Be'eitzor V'tziko, we should be Zoyche. So Yishuma Oishoyin V'sheva Be'gboleinu, should be Soif V'keis V'toreseinu, V'stak D'choydish V'matn Teire, from the Kirichtik Zoyche Dam, Koidim Kol, to be Mekabel Taki the Torah, with the Simcha and Nachas, and with the Zoyche Dam, to Chaim, Sheyesh Behem, Ahava, Torah, V'Yishumayim, Chaim, Sheyesh Behem, Ahava, Torah, V'Yishumayim, to all of the Brochers, Amuras, B'Torah, Oirech, Human, B'Yemino, B'Smoyla, Oishe, B'Chuvet, to be Zoyche, to be as Oirech, B'Tzich, B'Kayim, B'Yizgoyim, Amen.